And welcome back to the program. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time to chat with my next guest is a food writer, cookbook author, staff reporter for the New York Times. She writes the popular column A Good Appetite. We are going to talk holiday meal ideas and much more with Melissa Clark. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Melissa. How are things going where you are?
Oh, they're a little bit cold, but sunny. So we're doing pretty good, especially in December.
I don't know what that sunny word is you're talking about. I don't know. See, this is why we need some fun ideas, something for a pickup. Because, yeah, I'm not complaining. It's been like in the 40s, which for December is wonderful. But we haven't seen the sun in like 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness. Well, hopefully it'll break out as soon. And if it doesn't, at least I can help all of your listeners eat something really delicious to make up for it. How about that?
That sounds great. So what's a good place to start?
Well, I mean, I think that, you know, right now we're all getting ready for the holidays. And I think the number one anxiety that people have is how to make something that is really delicious for their guests. But not too hard to do and not too expensive either. You know, we are all watching what we're spending right now, but it's the holidays and we want it to be special. So how do you balance that, right? And so I have some ideas, which I think, something a little bit different for a Christmas dinner. So normally when you think Christmas dinner, you think really expensive cuts of meat like prime rib, which is great if you can afford it. But something that is equally delicious is a porchetta pork roast.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
A pork shoulder is it's like really inexpensive, but boy, is it delicious. And it's incredibly easy to make. Brian, have you ever had porchetta, which is like a pork with that lovely garlic herby seasoning put through it?
I've had that at a restaurant, I believe, but I've never made it at home at home.
It is so easy to make. So you just take your pork shoulder. And again, you can get it, you get pork shoulder anywhere. They're really easily available and they're so big, they feed a crowd. So you just get one about 5 to 7 pounds. And then you want to take your herbs, your fresh herbs, your rosemary, your garlic, lots of pepper, and some fennel seed, and you make it into a paste and you rub it all over your beautiful piece of pork. And then this is the best part. So when you get a pork shoulder, there's going to be some fat on the outside. And you might think, should I trim this off? I don't know about this. Leave that fat on, because as you bake it and you roast it kind of slow and it takes several hours, but all of that fat starts to melt away and it gets really crisp on the outside. And it's also basting your meat with that delicious herby garlic mixture. So by the time you're done, the prep work is maybe 10 minutes. You put it in the oven for a couple hours, but you can, you know, then do your thing, get ready for your party, take it out, and it is golden, crispy, absolutely herby, garlicky in flavor. You can practically cut it with a spoon, and
wow,
it will feed, it'll feed your entire family. It's a huge recipe. It'll feed like 12. This is a recipe you can get at nycooking.com. NYTimesCooking.com. And, I would say that this is one of the great feasts for the holidays that's easy to make.
I love that, because it sounds like there's not a lot of active cooking, active preparation, that it's mostly just low and slow.
Yeah, that's the thing about it. I mean, I don't mind sticking something in the oven early in the day and letting it do its thing, as long as I don't have to, you know, like fuss with it. Like, I'm not a fussy cook. Are you a fussy? I don't like to fuss. I like to, you know, get maximum flavor for minimal effort. And this is exactly what this dish is going to do for you.
I'm like more like slow cooker instant pot, and just put it in there and let it do the work.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Me too. So just imagine that your oven is like a big old instant pot. It's same concept. Just throw the meat in and it does its thing. And then, you know, except the good thing is that you get crispy edges, which is impossible to get in the slow cooker
or
an Instant Pot.
Right.
Because that's all just like, you know, stewing. But that's great for recipes like stews. You know, say you wanted to make a brisket. I don't know. Are you a brisket kind of person?
I love brisket.
Oh, me too. And, you know, brisket, so Hanukkah is also, it's right before Christmas. It's coming up really soon.
Yeah.
So I love to do brisket for Hanukkah. And you can do brisket. It works great in a slow cooker. It works great in an Instant Pot. Again, brisket's not too expensive. You get a big piece of meat. It feeds a lot of people. It feeds 8 to 12. And I have a recipe New York Times Cooking, which is a brisket, and it's got a grated horseradish and herbs and lemon, like a horseradish gremolata strewn on top. So what's great about this recipe is, you know, brisket is very rich. It's a little bit fatty, which is great, which is why we love it. But the horseradish and the lemon and the fresh parsley just add brightness, and you add it right at the end. And one of my favorite things to do is to take that brisket, to shred it up, and to put it on top of my latkes, right on my potato pancakes. Ooh. You cannot get a better combination than potato pancakes and brisket. It's a classic, and it's so good. Applesauce on the side if you like it a little bit sweet, or you don't even need the applesauce.
See, that's a great idea. And all of that together, as you say, everybody's on a budget. And if you've been to the grocery store lately, it's insane. But that's a pretty budget-friendly meal right there, too.
Yeah, especially with potato pancakes, with latkes. I mean, potatoes are, you know, you don't get anything less expensive than a potato, right? But a potato, you know, it's like one thing when you roast a potato, that's what you do the rest of the year. You roast your potatoes or you saute your potatoes. But right now, during the holidays, if you want to do something incredibly impressive, but also very loving, make latkes, make potato pancakes. You don't even need to celebrate Hanukkah to make potato pancakes, because everybody loves them, because you are taking a potato, you are shredding it, and you're adding a little bit of egg to keep it together, and then you're frying it. And you get, you know, what is better than a freshly fried potato pancake? I'm sorry, if anyone makes you a potato pancake like that, that's love, because it's going to be a little messy, you know, and you're going to have to stand there and fry it. But there is nothing that says I love you more than a crispy potato pancake with a little applesauce on top or a little sour cream.
They are so popular, the potato pancakes, at the Chris Kindle Market downtown Chicago. People are lining up for them. But man, there's I can't put my finger on what exactly it is. But yeah, there's just something very homey and comforting about it.
I think it's the, you know, that that mix of like really crispy on the edges and then soft and melting on the inside.
Yeah.
And also I make my potato pancakes with a little bit of onion, which is a classic thing. I mean, some people use onions, some don't. I love the oniony flavor. I think a little bit of onion just adds like this complexity. It makes it even tastier. And then I have a really good trick for my potato pancakes to make them extra, extra crispy. Okay. So when you grate your potatoes, instead of just mixing in the egg and the onion and the flour, what I do is I take that grated potato, I put it in a colander, and I wrap it, you know, a colander that's been lined with a dish towel, right? And you put it in there, and then you squeeze those potato shards until they are just dry, and the getting rid of all of that moisture makes them extra crispy when you fry them, and it also makes them quicker to fry. So this is something which is a really great tip to do. It's just going to give you the crispiest potato pancake. And again, the recipe is available on New York Times Cooking.
Now that sounds like a great way to do hash browns as well.
Oh yeah, it works for anything. Anytime you are frying a potato, if you can eliminate some of the moisture, you get a crispier potato. Because if you think about it, you know, when you're cooking anything that has a lot of moisture in it, when it hits that oil, it steams and releases that moisture before it starts to brown, right? So the less moisture it has, the quicker it's going to brown.
Well, Melissa, I appreciate you joining us today. Melissa Clark is my guest, staff reporter from the New York Times food section, author of the A Good Appetite column. And once again, Melissa, where can we get some of the recipes we talked about today?
Yeah, all of these recipes are available on New York Times Cooking.
Well, thank you so much. I am so in the mood for a potato pancake right now, Melissa, and appreciate you joining me today.
You and me both. Great to talk to you. Take care.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Ryan Gatenby, and time to talk to my next guest. It is hard to believe Christmas is just a little over 2 weeks away. Time to get ahead of your holiday shopping for your loved ones. Tech gifts, of course, the top of everyone's list, and we're all looking for the best deals. So here to share some of those timely deals, advice for choosing the best mobile gift, we have tech expert Andrew Testa of Verizon. Andrew leads the local communications for Verizon, is an expert on 5G. Andrew, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
What is the most exciting Christmas gift, before we start, that you ever received as a kid? We've been asking everybody this morning, and mine, just to share, was electric football.
Oh, electric football. That is a throwback. I love that.
Yeah.
So I think for me, when I was 8 years old, my parents got me the full set of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, nice.
The ones that actually like morphed. When
yeah.
you push their belt. And so that was the coolest. I remember just playing with that for hours, once I opened that gift. I didn't care about almost anything else that it was under the tree. It was very, very cool, very memorable.
And of course, kids probably aren't looking for Power Rangers these days, as awesome as they were. Everybody's looking for technology gifts. Why is this a good time to consider that? Consider mobile technology gifts.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, as you mentioned, right? Everything has evolved so much that tech is almost tech's really at the top of the list for this year and going forward. So, the good news is you really don't have to break the bank to be able to get that tech this year. So we've got really great deals and promotions at Verizon on all of the hottest tech: phones, Bluetooth speakers, tablets, smartwatches, all of that. So we've got you covered at Verizon.
Okay, so what's number one? What is first in line for holiday tech this year?
All right, so my favorite this year is the Google Pixel 7 Pro. So I'm sure you've been there where, you know, you take the perfect holiday picture, right? Everybody's smiling, everybody's looking at the camera, but oh no, right behind you there's a photo bomber that is just messing up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, we've got this amazing feature. It's called the Magic Eraser. So in just a couple of taps, the phone will automatically detect where the photo bomber is and remove them as if they were never there. And it blends the background perfectly. It is so cool. The great news is you can actually trade in your old phone, even if it's broken. You can trade it in at Verizon, and you can get that one for free. Plus, you can get earbud, smartwatch, tablet, included all on Verizon. So it's almost like you get a gift for you and then a gift to give on Verizon, which is really cool this time of year.
Wait, you get those other gifts are included?
Yes.
That is an amazing deal. And I've seen the commercial for that Pixel and the Magic Eraser, and like, I gotta try that for myself. It can't work that well, but apparently it does.
Oh, it's such a cool feature. And, I think, if you don't have this feature, you have to do Photoshop.
Right.
To try to, either that or you take a whole new picture. And with this feature, you really don't have to. It in just a couple of taps, it makes the photo as if, the photo bomber was never there. It's really neat.
You know, probably the second best present I got as a kid was a good old Atari 2600. I still have that somewhere. I need to get that out. What kind of gifts do you recommend for gamers? Probably more advanced than Atari.
Well, as you said, right, as technology has evolved, gaming has evolved big time as well. And so, Xbox All Access will get that same probable reaction that you had for the Atari. So
yeah.
For just $24.99, you can get the console and you can get hundreds of games included. So think about, there's a larger upfront cost when you just go to buy the console, right?
Right.
Well, for this, it's just $24.99 a month. You get the console and you get all these games so that you'll really never run out of anything to play.
How much was that again? That's amazing.
Yeah, just $24.99 a month, and that's the console and hundreds of games. So you really will. I personally have it, and my kids will. How kids are fickle with games. They play something, and then they, they get sick of it. They move on to the next thing. This is absolutely just an awesome deal if you've got a gamer in your life, because they really will never run out of anything to play.
That kind of blows me away at that price, and we were just talking about this earlier. I remember saving up, as a kid when I finally got a Nintendo, and saving up games back then were like $30, $40, which inflation today, it'd probably be like $100.
100%, you know, and, you know, if you're like my kids and, you know, they play something and then they, you know, they beat the game and then they move on to the next thing, that can add up very, very quickly. So to have something like an all access bundle where you get the you know, the console and the games included, and, you know, that is a huge, huge win, I think, for both the parents and your kids.
Yeah, I have to look into that one. That sounds incredible. What are some other affordable tech gifts that you have going on?
Sure. So, you know, you don't always have to have the big, you know, the big phone or item that that are on your list. But we've got really great affordable ones as well. So think about phone cases, right, that can make a really great gift. We've got those 30% off that are beautiful and stylish. We've got MagSafe chargers discounted at 25%. We've got Bluetooth speakers up to 60% off, up to 75% off screen protectors, and 70% off chargers. So we really do have some really great affordable options that make for perfect stocking stuffers.
And you mentioned a phone case. This could maybe be a good option. But what about, like, you know, something personal, like a unique personalized gift?
Yeah, so Verizon this year, we've got this really cool program that throughout the holiday season, we're partnering with local artists at select retail stores that will actually customize the design of almost any accessory you purchase at the store.
Oh, cool.
So with like a really cool hand-painted design. So, and these folks are so talented. I was at an event last weekend with one, and I got to tell you, you know, they're so talented, and it really makes for such a really cool, unique, you know, gift to have. So you're going to definitely want to check that out. It's verizon.com/holidayart. And we'll give you the opportunity to buy something that you really can't get anywhere else.
I love that. And then where can we go for more information on all of these deals we talked about?
Yeah, so of course you can come visit us at a store, or you go to verizon.com/deals. You can learn more about all that we talked about today. And, you know, on our site, we also have free 2-day shipping, or you can do in-store pickup. So it makes it really nice and easy, you know, if you're in a time crunch, or, you know, you could shop how you want to shop. We've got you covered at Verizon.
It's verizon.com/deals. Andrew Testa, tech expert from Verizon, has been my guest. And thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much for having me.